And for a better understanding of the decision, it's helpful to consider the following background. The state legislature adopted the Delaware Land Protection Act, which directed DENREC to designate open space areas that contain natural and scenic resources, important recreational areas, wildlife habitat, or significant cultural, historic, or archaeological sites. The Act also created the Open Space Council and it directed it to adopt standards and criteria to be used by DENREC in evaluating and selecting the areas to be designated as SRAs. Since the Open Space Council was required to create the standards and criteria to be used in designating the SRA areas, and since the court found in its draft report that the Open Space Council failed to perform the necessary act of creating the standards and criteria, the court held that DENREC exceeded the authority granted to it by the legislation. In effect, the court has stated that DENREC prepared the SRA maps in 1990 and updated them in 2006 without the benefit of any standards and criteria from the Open Space Council. After that, the maps were sent to the three counties and towns for adoption into the conservation elements of the respective comp plan updates. Because the Open Space Council failed to adopt the standards and criteria for selecting the SRAs, the court's draft opinion invalidates the SRA maps and relieves the county of the obligation to include the maps or adopt ordinances to control the use of the SRA land in the current comp plan update. In effect, the court is telling DENREC and the Open Space Council that it should begin the process anew before it sends the map to the counties and towns for inclusion in their comp plans and any resulting ordinances or regulations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. For the record, our public hearing this evening is for the 2007 Land Use Plan Update, an ordinance adopting the 2007 update of the Comprehensive Plan for Sussex County and repealing Ordinance Number 1574, the Comprehensive Plan Update adopted December 10, 2002. We're going to begin with a presentation from the county's consultant, Mr. Paul Driscoll.
Don't everybody jump at once.
The view is pretty good from right here.
That's
draft 2007 Comprehensive Plan Update is designed to replace, to update the earlier County Comprehensive Plan. We have had several public meetings to go into the formulation of this plan, and it's been considered by the state, and now we're to the point where we're taking public comment on the final draft before the Planning and Zoning Commission makes a recommendation and before the County Council acts on the proposed adoption of the plan. The elements of the Comprehensive Plan: the plan contains a land use map that is the rationale for the county's zoning. The plan contains recommendations on how residential and other subdivisions ought to be designed. The plan talks about certain conservation regulations that exist and or are proposed to better protect things like wetlands and forest lands and such here in the county. There is a section in the plan about recreation and open space, water and wastewater, the community facilities. The plan makes several recommendations with regard to housing, particularly affordable housing, and then economic revitalization and economic development, rather. How to attract new and more business to the county. And there are also sections on how to preserve the county's historic resources, on how to better coordinate with the government.